We need some good news, more good news. And the video game industry is providing today's dose. Revenue almost doubled from last year's $267 million to $407 million. They're looking to crack $1 billion by 2026. Games are New Zealand's single fastest growing export. Now, the chairperson of the Game Developers Association, Chelsea Rapp's with us. Chelsea, morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Does it feel like that in the industry? If I hang out at one of your brick-laden cool outfits, do I feel like I'm among something exciting?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I mean, the industry has never been bigger in New Zealand, and there's never been more opportunity.
And is this a good example of geography not being an issue? We can be anywhere, and if we're bright, we'll do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our exports are completely weightless, and overall, the industry has a relatively low carbon footprint.
So where are we at with this vexed, and I've done this before on the program, this vexed tax question? Australia's offering incentives. We aren't. Is this a mistake, and what do we need to do about it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, incentive programs for the game industry like this have been around for more than 20 years. We're one of the only Western countries that doesn't have one. And up till now, we've been able to kind of deal with it because, you know, we haven't had them close to home. But now they're right here in our backyard. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is this drain of talent across the Tasman, because now Australian studios can offer significantly higher salaries than we can.
And from memory, it's 20% plus a 10% if you go to the right state, could be 30%. Have I got those numbers right, or have I made that up?
It's actually 30% at the federal level, and then you can get
10 on top of that.
Correct. Oh. Yeah, you can get up to 15, so you can get up to 45.
Jeez. So we've got to compete. What about the argument that it's a race to the bottom? They do 45, we do 45, they do 50, we do 50. Next thing you know, it's 100. You're making it for free.
Yeah, I mean, I think that argument, you know, makes sense. But the difference here is that we're not trying to necessarily be the top. We don't have to offer the highest incentive. We just have to offer enough that we're not losing our talent. And Kiwi Studios want to stay here. You know, they've built IP here. They've built businesses here. Their cultures and their, you know, all of their staff are here. They want to stay. But as a business owner, you know, getting 45 cents back on every dollar is incredibly attractive.
Chelsea, appreciate your time very much. Chelsea Rapp, chairperson of the New Zealand Game Developers Association. Argument is, of course, we give it to the film already. And is a game development any different from the film industry?